Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Like to welcome quite a few of my friends here to the show. We got to Liz Marshall, Donald Jackson, and Donald. Is Christy your wife? Is she on here too, or is it just you?
Yeah, Christy's on here as well.
All right,
so yep, I'm here.
All right, we got all three. All right, this is gonna be a party. I like it. I guess the big news here is, you know, we haven't really talked. I know, Donald, you and I have texted a little bit, but obviously let's talk a little bit about Legacy Racing Association. Kind of a lot of us know, you know, your guys' backstory, let's talk about how this formed. And then, you know, obviously the big thing is you guys have the first major off-road race of the year, and we're, a little less than a month out from this thing. So I think that's pretty exciting. But I guess going back, I mean, kind of take us, you know, through the history of how Legacy kind of why you guys went this way, and you've got some amazing events. I know Cedar City was just announced. That's got me excited to go up there and race on some new terrain that I've never raced on before. But kind of give us the baseline on what Legacy Racing is.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, we've been thinking about Legacy, and we saw the direction that where we used to work was going, and we didn't really see that was the right direction for us, and so we wanted to kind of branch out on our own. I think there's room in the industry for multiple promoters. And so we saw an opportunity for that to arise and be able to put on another series for professional cars, trucks, UTVs, bikes, quads, and keep it long distance. You know, our background is long distance, and that's what we want to do is have the longer events and the more point to points versus the loop races.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, Liz, I guess I'll let you chime in here, too. I mean, obviously, you guys have a ton of experience. I mean, what's it been like, you know, starting from scratch? Obviously, you guys have a lot of contacts. But, you know, how has it been, you know, forming and molding your own, you know, your basically your own, you know, I guess your own business?
You know, it's been really hard. You have all the knowledge in your head, but you have to put it on paper and get it out there. And what's actually kind of really exciting and great is that we can start fresh and new and think outside the box and come up with new ideas and try new things. Cedar City being one of them. When we kind of were approached with the idea, I was excited because, you know, I love Cedar City. It's beautiful there and it's different and it's new. And it's not somewhere that many of our regular racers that we've been with for a long time have gone to. And so it's just been a great experience to kind of try new things and come up with new ideas and see what's going to work best for us. And we don't have to necessarily follow the mold of kind of what has been done previously.
Yeah. Well, Christy, I guess let's put you on the spot here. You know, obviously you got roped into this thing through your husband, but you kind of got roped into the whole off-road thing through your husband. And I don't think a lot of people realize, you know, your knowledge of this, just being around the sport with Donald for so long, but you know, how'd they get you roped into this new thing?
Well, when we just kind of started talking about it, I was just 100% all in, supportive of my husband and excited and, you know, a love for the sport, obviously, like everybody else, and just jump in the deep end, right? You just got to do it.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, and Donald, talking about that, I mean, obviously you guys have a pretty diverse schedule. I mean, you know, you've got, you know, some shorter events, obviously, you know, there's the one in Cedar City. You've got, you know, a traditional kind of a 250-mile race coming up in Pahrump. You got your one that I'm most excited about, this Baja Nevada. You know, it's a multi-day race, 300 miles each day. A lot of it, I think, is going to be course and terrain a lot of racers haven't raced on before. You know, kind of take us through this season and you know, what's different and what racers can expect and how you guys are doing things a little bit different.
Yeah, we're super excited about our first event. Like you mentioned, it's just right around the corner, the Floral Parks Desert Showdown, you know, less than 30 days away, 250 miles for cars, trucks, and UTVs. And a lot of that terrain hasn't been raced on for many years, and some of it going back 12 years. So it's been dormant for a little while. We're going to revive it and put some new stuff in it. It should be very exciting. A lot of the community that's racing nowadays hasn't really seen that course before. So it should be pretty exciting. Definitely want to bring that one to light, and super excited to have 4-0 parts. That's a huge deal for us, and we're proud to have them on board as the title sponsor of that event. Then we jump into our next event in February, the Hair Scrambles, which is going to be a bike and quad race only. And that's going to take place up in the hills outside of Laughlin. So not downtown where the last few years the events have been taking place. We're going to go back up into the hills and do a lot of single track for those motorcycles and quads. And we have some fun roads and some narrower trails for the quad community. And I think that'll be super exciting. You know, that was an event that was super popular back in the 90s. And we're excited to bring that back and put it onto our schedule. And then you talked about it a little bit. We jump into May with the Baja Nevada event. And that one is, you know, going to be what you could consider our flagship event. There's so many cool things that are going to take place with that. You mentioned the two-day event. A lot of people have done those. Some haven't. And if you haven't done it, I encourage everybody to come participate in that. It's a pretty neat deal when you race all day long. And then you take out of race mode and you jump into your camp chair mode and sit around the fire and have that camaraderie with your team, your crew, fellow racers. And then the next day you jump back in the vehicles on the bikes or the quads or whatnot and take off and race another 300 miles to finish close to Las Vegas. And that event is for all vehicles, so for cars, trucks, bikes, quads, everybody, and the UTVs, obviously. But everybody's invited to that event, and that's one you want to keep on your radar. If nothing else, make sure you hit Baja, Nevada this year. That's going to be a pretty awesome, awesome event. And then we go from that and to Cedar City, which is a new exciting event there in September. Pretty cool venue, what we're working on to make that super family-orientated, bring in the community of off-road racing that may or may not know about southern Utah and the diverse terrain that's in that area. It's a beautiful time of year in September, cooler temperatures, awesome sunsets, and the mountain ranges around there, the fall colors. It's just going to be a spectacular time. When we talk about cooler temperatures, you know, it's going to be like 80 degrees for the high and about 50 degrees for the low. So it's just a perfect time of year in southern Utah to come recreate. And there's so many family activities available to do just in that area. And then we cap off the season. Oh, and that event's for the bike, quad, and UTVs. So we hope to expand on that in future years and maybe get everybody involved. But for the first year out, we're going to take the bikes and quads and the UTVs there. And then to cap off the year in December, we go to Gene, Nevada, and have that event, and that's going to be for the car, truck, UTV races, the VT Construction Battleground. So that'll be our finale for the car, truck, UTV, and that will be the one loop race we have for the cars and trucks and UTVs, roughly a 75-mile course, and it'll be different from what events have been taking place out there. We have some old routes that we can piece together and put together and make it different from what's happening right now. So it should be a super exciting year. And then, you know, we'll go into a lot more of this, but one thing I wanted to bring up is with our recent press release is if you race the entire season and you win a class championship, whether that be on a bike or a quad, in a car or truck or a UTV, the first place class champion at the year-end banquet, we're going to raffle off season paid entries for the entire 22 season. So all five of those classes will get the opportunity to have a full season paid in our series in the year 2022.
Yeah, that's pretty big. That's a big savings there. And I think another big announcement you guys had, we haven't chimed into that, but you know, I guess we can shift gears and talk a little bit about some of the sponsors you got coming in. But you guys you know, stepped up in this first race. I mean, you're gonna have a full event live stream. I mean, that's huge. There's not a lot of desert races able to bring that to the table, and you know, you guys having a full live stream, that's gonna be pretty big for this race coming up in Pahrump.
Yeah, we're actually really excited about that. We've been working really hard with Aaron over at Turn 2. We kind of approached him about some ideas, and he said, yeah, let me look into it. And we're just excited that he was able to help us, and we're grateful for Hurling Motorsports being able to step up and help us make that investment. We know live streaming is where it's at. That's what all of the sponsors are asking for. That's what the racers are looking for. That's what the fans are looking for. They want that instant being able to watch the race in action as it's going. You know, that's, they want the as it's happening feed, and we are very excited to be able to provide that, and be able to kind of bring that to the table for 2021.
Nice. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about sponsors. I mean, you guys had Four Wheel Parts jump in, you know, right immediately. And that's a pretty huge get to sponsor this first event coming up here in Pahrump.
Yes.
Yeah, as soon as we made our announcement about our new series, that was one of the very first phone calls we got. And we can't thank the entire team at Four Wheel Parts enough for jumping on board and showing their support. And that backing of a big name really shows that we're a legit company, and we're gonna do everything we can to provide a great racer experience, a fan experience, and a family fun atmosphere for all of our events. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, I've raced this. You know, we're dating back, but I've raced this this course in, you know, in Pahrump, you know, some years in the past, and it's an amazing course. It's got me excited for the first event of the year. I know entries are open, registration is open. We're looking at, I believe, what, December 22nd is the entry draw. I mean, you know, what other info can you get, throw out there for racers who are maybe, you know, teetering on the fence and thinking, hey, should I do this? Shouldn't I? You know, what else should they know?
Well, like we kind of said in our recent press releases, and you brought it up just now, is we have live stream, and that's huge. There's no other long-distance off-road racing company that's offering that right now. So we're going to do that for four of our five events. We have big sponsors, like you just said, Four Wheel Parts and other companies we're talking to right now. We're offering higher paybacks to try and boost that money coming back to those first place winners so that they get a return on their investment a lot quicker. We're going to change up kind of how we do our finisher pin stuff. We got new ideas there. That's pretty exciting stuff that we have coming here in the near future. So we got a lot of great ideas, new ideas, and with the Cedar City event and with the Baja Nevada and stuff. So our question to the racers is, why not try Legacy? You know, our reputation's out there, and we're known for being able to put on professional, high-quality events. So come join us and try it and see what your take is on the events.
Yeah, well, it's definitely... What's that, Liz?
And something else, you know, everybody loves a pre-run, and we are offering a pre-run for Pahrump. It'll be Thursday before the race, so that's kind of great. You can bring your family out and have fun and enjoy that, and you're not necessarily spending too many extra days in Pahrump, because you can come down Thursday, enjoy that. You know, tech and contingency will be on Friday, as well as qualifying, and then Saturday's race day. And something else I was thinking about, we are working on a contingency program. I sent out all of that to some of the people that, you know, I've made contacts with, and I've got it up on our website, and I've been pushing it on social media. So if you have a company that is interested in being a contingency partner, we have that going as well, so that we can continue to provide more for the racers from their sponsors as well.
Okay. Well, I gotta put you on the spot, Donald. I've raced this course in Pahrump quite a few times. Is Death Mountain, is it on the course? Because I just remember, we're going back like 20 years. There used to be this trail called Death Mountain, and I swear it was the sketchiest thing on earth, but it was so much fun to race up and down. Is that on the track?
I've never heard it referred to Death Mountain, but yes, we've went back to, 20 years, kind of before I was born, I guess, but, we went back quite a ways and, picked up a lot of that old stuff. So, I'm pretty sure, Death Mountain, as it's referred to, will be on the track.
Awesome. Definitely looking forward to that. Well, I appreciate you guys taking the time to call into the show. I know you're busy. We're, less than a month out from Pahrump. I know I will be there. I've got a good friend of mine racing. We're going to help support her, and it's going to be fun to be there and, see this thing, go off. And I will definitely be racing both Cedar City and your 600-mile Baja Nevada. So looking forward to it, guys.
That's awesome. Thank you, Jim. And we just wanted to a shout out to our volunteers. You know, we've been building a volunteer database through our online presence, and we wanted to thank them for signing up, and also to all the racers who have signed up. And if you're on the fence, like Jim said, hopefully this persuades you or helps you figure out which direction you want to go. And and come join us for our inaugural event, the 40 Parts Desert Showdown. And if you like it, come join us for the rest of the year for 2021.
And to win our first race also. So that kind of is a draw too, to be the person to be able to say, hey, I won the first legacy race.
Yeah, that's the truth there, right? There's something about being the first. I was a first overall winner of a legacy race. Like, yeah, I mean, you date back into history. There's something to that. I agree. I completely agree. It's got me excited to see how things shape up. But I appreciate you guys taking the time to call into the show. And we'll see you in Nevada here in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Jim.